Anthropic has publicly accused Alibaba of illicitly extracting capabilities from its Claude AI model. This landed on Reuters yesterday and immediately became the most discussed story on Hacker News, sitting at 466 points with 809 comments. What Anthropic is alleging, based on the Reuters reporting, is that Alibaba used techniques designed to reverse engineer or distill Claude's outputs in ways that violate Anthropic's terms of service, effectively siphoning the model's learned behaviors into Alibaba's own systems without authorization.
The technique they're likely referring to is model distillation, Marcus, and it's worth explaining what that actually means technically. When you have a powerful teacher model, Claude in this case, you can use it to generate vast quantities of high-quality training data. You then train a smaller student model on that data. The student learns to approximate the teacher's behavior without ever having access to the teacher's weights. It's legitimate when you do it with your own model. It becomes legally and ethically contested when you do it with someone else's commercial model, whose terms of service explicitly prohibit using outputs for competing AI development.
And that's exactly what makes this such a charged situation. Anthropic's terms of service, like OpenAI's and most major AI providers, do prohibit using model outputs to train competing systems. But enforcement is genuinely hard. How do you prove that a model's behavior traces back to your outputs? You'd need to show behavioral fingerprints, specific quirks, systematic biases, or distinctive reasoning patterns that appear in the suspected model and can be traced back to Claude specifically. That's a complex forensic exercise, and Anthropic claiming they can do it is itself a significant statement about their internal evaluation capabilities.
The geopolitical dimension here is unavoidable. This isn't just a terms of service dispute between two companies. Alibaba is deeply embedded in the Chinese state's technology ecosystem, and Claude is one of the frontier Western AI models. If Anthropic's accusation holds up, it would represent something closer to industrial-scale capability extraction, the kind of thing that U.S. policymakers have been warning about for years, but rarely with this level of specificity from a named company. The HN community is split fairly sharply on this. Some commenters are skeptical that Anthropic can actually prove their claims. Others are treating it as essentially confirmed because Anthropic wouldn't make this public without significant internal evidence.
The business stakes for Anthropic are substantial. They've raised billions of dollars, and their entire commercial model depends on Claude being a differentiated product. If competitors can approximate Claude's capabilities through distillation at a fraction of the training cost, that fundamentally weakens their market position. And it raises a question that's going to become increasingly central in the AI industry. What is intellectual property in the context of a language model? The weights are proprietary, the training data is proprietary, but the behavior that emerges, the style, the reasoning patterns, the particular way Claude structures an explanation, is that protectable?
Courts haven't had to answer that question cleanly yet, and the Anthropic Alibaba situation might force the issue in a way that smaller disputes haven't. The jurisdictional complexity is also real. Alibaba is a Chinese company, and any legal remedy would need to navigate the gap between U.S. intellectual property law, Chinese commercial law, and whatever international frameworks actually apply to AI model capabilities. That gap is currently enormous.
This brings us naturally to a concept worth spending a moment on, because it keeps appearing in the context of AI company disputes and platform dominance arguments, antitrust law, and specifically what it means for a company to behave illegally in a competitive market. The Alibaba situation isn't primarily an antitrust story, but the broader AI landscape is increasingly drawing antitrust scrutiny, and listeners should have the vocabulary to follow those conversations.
Go ahead, Marcus. I think the Sherman Act basics are genuinely useful context here.
So the Sherman Antitrust Act, passed in 1890, is the foundational U.S. antitrust statute. It has two core prohibitions. Section 1 bans agreements between companies that unreasonably restrain trade. Think price-fixing cartels. Section 2 bans monopolization, meaning deliberately acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct. The key word is monopolization, not monopoly. Having a monopoly isn't automatically illegal under U.S. law. Microsoft had an enormous share of the PC operating system market for years without that alone being illegal. What Section 2 prohibits is using exclusionary conduct to obtain or preserve that dominance. Think of it like owning the only bridge in town. That's fine. Charging different tolls to drivers based on whether they bought their car from your dealership. That's where the law gets interested. For AI companies, the relevant questions are whether dominant players are using their compute access, data advantages, or API terms to prevent competition from emerging, not just whether they're large.
And market share alone really isn't sufficient to establish a monopoly claim. Courts have looked at things like barriers to entry, network effects, and whether the conduct actually harms consumer welfare. In the AI context, that's a live and evolving debate that's going to be producing case law for the next decade.
Which makes the Anthropic Alibaba situation interesting as a precedent. It's not an antitrust case, it's closer to trade secrets or contract law. But the broader ecosystem of AI IP protection and competitive conduct is going to generate both regulatory and legal scrutiny for years.
Worth watching closely. Let's move into the AI hardware and model landscape, because there's a cluster of stories today that paint a genuinely interesting picture of where the competitive dynamics are heading.